Country 1025, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown, and welcoming to the show. You've heard her song, I Hope, countless times, I hope, on Country 1025, as well as her new song, The Good Ones. Her new album, Goldmine, debuts today. Gabby Barrett. Hey, Gabby.
Hi. Thanks
for having me on. Doing great. You know, the last time that Ayla and I talked to you was at the Country 1025 Acoustic Live show that we had here in Boston. I don't remember the day. It was early March.
March 4th.
And I remember talking to you and Michael Ray and Russell Dickerson and everybody. None of us had any idea what was about to happen. You know, like, we had no idea what was going to happen with the pandemic and COVID and everything. Was that the last show that you played?
You know what? I think it might have been. I know the last thing that I did before we really got locked down on everything, I was on a flight to London and had to turn. We had a layover in Atlanta and had to turn around. So I think that may have been the last show.
Yikes.
I did, though.
Yeah, because Kane Brown said it was the last show that he remembered playing.
Yeah.
We're pretty honored about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
But it was a great show. At that show, Michael Ray said about you, he said, you guys saw Carrie Underwood and then you saw Carrie Underwood. Well, you've seen Gabby Barrett, and now you've seen Gabby Barrett, because you blew everyone away that night. Everybody was so amazed and impressed with that. And, I mean, that song's been such a huge hit for you. Now you've re-recorded it with Charlie Puth, and it's becoming a top 40 hit.
It kind of reminds me of, like, when Lady A crossed over and Sam Hunt crossed over into pop. Like, we had all loved the song, and now the whole world gets to hear, I hope. How does that make you feel?
It's absolutely crazy. If you would have told me 2 years ago that all this was going to happen, I would have told you were bonkers. I never, just like anybody else, I never suspected all this stuff would come from this. So, yeah, it's awesome that, you know, of course, I wanted to establish it in country music first because country is where my heart is, and that's always where I want to be first. But if it wants to spill over into pop, I'm not mad at that either.
So. Did it also spill over a little bit into Christian contemporary? Because there's a song on your Goldmine album that's called Got Me, and it's a Christian song. And so I was wondering if that was kind of your route before you went country?
So I've been performing for 9 years, and when I was young, I was very influenced by all kinds of music. Mainly, it was actually R&B and country music, but I always loved Christian music because I actually started in a gospel choir. So I love gospel music and Christian music coming up. So with this album being all about me, it has a lot of variety to it because, again, I was influenced by a lot of things. So it was a perfect opportunity to include something that is largely important to me, which is my faith. And so it was wonderful to bring a Christian song into this, especially during the times, too.
All right. Yeah. What can you tell us about your new song, The Good Ones?
The Good Ones. So we are very excited about it. It was inspired by my husband, and how it kind of came to be written was I was in the writing room with a few friends last year, and I thought back to when I was dating my husband on American Idol, and people would ask me, my family, and would say, oh, how's your boyfriend doing? And I'd be like, oh, he's a good one. Like, he's a keeper. And so, and I've heard other girls, like, say that to people when they've been asked about that. Like, oh, he's a good one. I've heard that multiple times. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a song for the good ones because of I Hope. I don't want people to think that, you know, just everybody's bad and nothing works and false hope. Because that's not the case, but that there are good ones out there and that I have mine. So
I've been jamming to that song on my own Spotify playlist for so long. I'm so happy that this is your next single. And it's just such a great song. If anyone hasn't heard it yet, just take a listen to it. It is. It's totally opposite than I Hope in such a great, beautiful way.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it. I'm glad people are liking it, too, already. So, yeah, everything great.
Gabby Barrett, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you've heard her song, I Hope, and the new song, The Good Ones, and her album, Goldmine, out right now.
Woo!
You can buy it, I'm guessing, online, because I don't know what store you can go into and buy it, but you can buy it online. Thank you so much for joining us, Gabby.
Sure. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right, you too. It's Country 1025.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.